think Juan Soto's good?
Man, it's pretty impressive, you know. I don't think anybody's surprised by it, but when you see it day in and day out for a long period of time, like, man, like, this guy can put a team and carry it, you know, and that's what he's doing. You know, that grand slam and then tough left on left, and he's able to hit that triple down the line. But just his ability to control the strike zone, and just if it's a show, man. Like, every time he's at the plate, like, you want to watch that. So it's pretty special, and I'm glad he's on our team.
Even when he's not locked in, he finds ways to get on base a couple times a game, it seems. But when he does go on one of these tears, what for you really separates him?
Yeah, I mean, his ability to do damage, you know. Like, he continues to control the strike zone, but pulls opposite. He takes a single the other way. He can drive it out of the ballpark the other way. So there's just so many things he can do offensively when he's at the plate that is just really impressive. I remember, you know, a couple months into the season, and everybody was talking about the struggles of Juan Soto, and he was still having like an 850 OPS. So it's just now is the complete package. So it's pretty impressive.
Carlos, I know that it's just coming off of the game, but given Minaya coming off of Senga yesterday, what types of discussions do you guys need to have, if any, moving forward about the starting rotation?
Yeah, I think the discussion is how we're going to help these guys, you know, because they've been right there for us when we need them. Minaya was one of them. Senga obviously was down last year, but at the beginning of the year, like, our job is to continue to go back and look for, you know, ways to get help these guys. Right now, the biggest thing for Sean is he's not elevating the fastball, you know, so he's getting hit with it and obviously not able to use the changeup and sweeper the way he wants to. But it starts with him elevating that fastball. That what makes him effective last year, and right now he's having a hard time doing that. But our job is either it's him, Senga, and all of those guys is to continue to just support him and trying to find a way to help him, because obviously they're frustrated and they know they're better, and it's our job to help them.
Morton got started to chase a low curve in his previous at bat. You got two of your guys that go down swinging on low curves in that inning with bases loaded. He was really having his way with that pitch, but he left one up. And
yeah, I mean, and he hung it there to a pretty good play. Obviously, he had Lindor and had Beatty. We know that's his pitch. That curveball is elite, you know, and that's his go-to. He honed that one there to a really good player that is hot and, you know, made him pay.
Carlos, with Minaya, are you viewing that similar to how you're viewing Kodai's spot?
No, I mean, again, they're part of the rotation, you know. So our job is trying to find a way to help them. So, and that's what we'll do, and then we'll go from there.
What about with Helsley today? What did you see there?
I actually thought he was better, you know. They came out aggressive swinging, you know, a lot of first pitch, you know, ground ball gets through, and then that soft line drive. But he attacked, threw strike. But, again, they came out swinging today, and they got him there for a run. But the fact that he threw strike and challenged hitters, that's, you know, he's a positive there.
Do you think he's worked out this thing yet with the pitch tipping that he...
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say the tipping. I think it just comes down to execution, you know. And today, like I said, they were aggressive and got him.